Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For your Halloween, look for gradually decreasing cloud cover with high temperatures approaching 70. Then for tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 41. For Tuesday, our stretch of sunny weather continuing with mid-70s for high temperatures. And for your Wednesday on the breezy side, mid-70s. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, last week, the Kansas National Guard officially broke ground at the Forbes Field for their new Joint Force headquarters. As WIBW reports that the $18 million facility will be designed to meet the anti-terrorism and force protection requirements for the state.
I'm excited about this opportunity. It'll be just under 60,000 square feet. It'll be a joint building, which we have very few of those. It'll sit right over here on Forbes Field. We'll have the Adjutant General's Department, which will be Major General Weishauer.
That was Kenneth Weishauer, the Director of Public Works for the Kansas National Guard on WIBW. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran was also at the groundbreaking, where he talked about the value of the Kansas National Guard.
I'm pleased to be here to demonstrate that once again, we have determined that there are valuable assets in Topeka, Kansas. Our National Guard matters to us, and that we are recognizing that by investing in their future, investing in the Guard's future in our state.
Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that the state of Kansas will be receiving their $3 million to try and connect 3,000 residents, 255 small businesses, and 14 different schools, along with four different farming operations to high-speed internet across the state. WIBW reports that the announcement came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Kansas State Director for Rural Development, Christy Davis. Well, the grant will be coming from the USDA in the amount of just over $3 million to bring the high-speed internet to two separate counties, as the USDA says that they are working with the Blue Valley Telecommunications Incorporation to make the high-speed internet affordable through participation in the FCC's Affordable Connectivity Program. In other news, with the last night of trick-or-treating across some communities here in the state, the big question is, what is the most popular candy for trick-or-treating this year in Kansas? As according to CandyStore.com, the most popular candy in the state of Kansas was M&M's, with near 211,000 pounds worth of sales of M&M's in the state, followed by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups at 205,000 pounds.
B.F. Goodrich and Mike's OK Tire are offering $70 back when you buy four new B.F. Goodrich Trail Terrain TA tires. With your qualifying purchase, get $70 back via Visa Reward Card or Visa Virtual Account after online submission. Offer valid through November 15. For complete details, contact Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. $70 back with your qualifying purchase of four BF Goodrich TA all-terrain tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska Investment Finance Authority is officially assisting homeowners with a program to help those experiencing financial hardship stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. As KSNB Local Channel 4 said that the applicants could receive up to $40,000 in assistance through the American Recovery Act.
The Homeowner Assistance Fund, which is the name of the fund, is intended to help prevent foreclosure of property for homeowners in Nebraska. Our target of helping people is people who are at 100% of the area median income or below.
That was Shannon Harner, the executive director on KSNB Local Channel 4. The program could assist homeowners with utility payments or just making payments on their home. They say homeowners have plenty of time to apply for the assistance as the deadline is set for February of 2025. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners' last meeting continued discussion regarding the state line bridge issue. After this year, crossing of an adjacent field will no longer be allowed. Gage County would consider a low water crossing or possibly a modular bridge that could cost around $100,000. The previous new bridge construction proposal was $192,000. Public Works will continue discussion with Gage County Road Supervisor. A petition has been filed protesting the lease purchase process of funding a new jail. The board will meet with the architect, at-risk construction manager, bond counsel, sheriff, and county counselor in the near future to discuss which direction the board wishes to go. They went into executive session regarding contract negotiations. No action was taken as a result. 11th Terrace street plans were discussed, noting the Kansas Department of Transportation grant for the project is contingent upon construction of the jail. There is a clause in the grant that if use changes, a change request must be submitted for approval. Anita and Mike Welch, Rob Peschel, and Ellen Barber of Partnership for Growth met to discuss implementation of an affordable home initiative, presenting plans and how it could be implemented. Ellen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth is asking the county $100,000 out of American Rescue Plan funds to finance the initiative. A lease agreement between Marshall County and Marysville Fire Department for 2 weeks beginning November 1st will go toward fire and rescue training in the building's 600 block of Broadway. That agreement was approved. Washington County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business last week and may work toward approval of the agreements with NextEra for the High Banks Wind Project after Republic County Commissioners signed off, approving 2-0 with one abstention at their last meeting. The project is largely in Republic, but includes a portion in northwest Washington County. Raleigh Ordine urged use of local contractors for dirt work, culverts, and trucking. 24 parcels could be up for a sheriff's sale if taxes are not brought current. 4 properties have been withdrawn since the process began, and a tax sale is expected perhaps in January. November 1st is the deadline for replies to a survey as to establishment of a countywide ambulance service. Input will be used as discussions on the prospect continue. In a joint response issued last week, Nemahal County Commissioners and the Planning Commission addressed concerns with an anonymous flyer sent to residents recently, urging them to oppose countywide zoning when responding to a planning survey being distributed. Terming the unsigned mailer as inappropriate, non-factual, and not related to positions taken by commissioners or the planning committee, the survey is to be used to develop a comprehensive county plan. The Emergency Preparedness Director met with commissioners in Nemahal County last week, advising he spoke with several individuals about serving on a local emergency preparedness committee and provided a list of those who had agreed to serve. Commissioners spoke to the county attorney about drafting a resolution to prohibit putting political signs on Nemahal County property. Frankfort Community Care Home noted their 50th anniversary with an open house Sunday and a rededication ceremony. Industrial revenue bonds were issued in 1971 with a charter created and $200,000 in bonds sold, as well as $10 memberships. The facility opened October 30, 1972, with a license to operate. Norval E. Sam Kohler, age 84, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin of Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sam Kohler. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Sloppy Joe, sweet potato fries, pea salad, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As weak high pressure begins to build in from the west here for your Halloween, we'll see gradually clearing skies with high temperatures by this afternoon, a good 10 degrees above average, looking to reach into the lower part of the 70s. And then for tonight, expecting clear and calm conditions, overnight lows dropping back to the lower 40s. That area of high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern Tuesday all the way through the day on Thursday, giving us a dry stretch of weather. Tuesday, even warmer with mid-70s for high temperatures. Still expecting high temperatures close to that mid-70 degree range into your Wednesday, but with some breezy south winds increasing to around 15 to 20 miles per hour. Still on the breezy and dry side for your Thursday, mid-70s. And then finally, a cold frontal boundary begins to work in from the west Thursday night into Friday, ushering in some cooler temperatures to wrap up the work week. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late October 62, record high on this date 86, the average low 38, and the record low 13. Sunset this evening 7:54 with sunrise in the morning at 6:28. 39 degrees, stars overhead. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Halloween Monday, the 31st of October. KNDY News Time 7:16.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. Coming to you from a combine cab, harvesting some 46 A09 Enlist E3 A-Series soybeans from Pioneer. What I want you to know is not only do we have our new industry-leading exclusive A-Series E3 soybeans, we also still have the soybeans you've come to know and love, our full extend lineup. Don't let the competition fool you into thinking Pioneer no longer has what you know and love. We do. We also have our awesome lineup of Pioneer corn. Put the two together and you have an absolute winning combination. Call me at 785-313-3064 and find out why. With Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. You can also follow us on Facebook at Performance Ag LLC. I hope you all have a safe and prosperous harvest and a great day.
Make it four straight L's for the pack and the TD trifecta. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Wrapping up Sunday NFL, the Packers were at Buffalo on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay looking to snap a three-game skid. What say you, Stephon Diggs?
Josh takes a snap, going to throw, goes to the end zone, and this one is caught. Caught for a touchdown. Let's see. It is Stephon Diggs. It is a Buffalo touchdown.
On the Bills radio network, a 26-yard connection in the second quarter that made it 14-zip Bills. They'd ride to a 27-17 final and improved a 6-1 on the campaign. A not-so-stellar Sunday for the Jets or Giants. Gangrene lost to the Patriots at home 22-17, and the G-men fell to the Seahawks 27-13. Elsewhere, the Commanders improved to 500, edging the Colts 17-16. Niners-Rams, Christian McCaffrey became just the 11th player in league history with a rushing, passing, and receiving touchdown in the same game. The last to accomplish that feat, Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson in 2005. San Francisco over L.A. 31-14. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, Celtics hosting the Wizards. Washington struggled offensively. Bradley Beal missed his first 11 shots, and Boston took advantage.
Here's a shot from Jaylen Brown that's good. a right side three. And Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have taken all eight shots. They are 7 of 8, and they've scored all 19 Boston points.
On WBZ, Brown and Tatum combined for 47 points, 112-94, the final from TD Garden. NHL, Rangers at Coyotes, 2 assists and a goal for birthday boy Artemi Panarin. He'd later assist Mika Zibanejad on the third period game winner. Blue Shirts over Arizona, 3-2. The World Series resumes tonight. The series shifting to Philadelphia, tied at a game apiece. Houston's Lance McCullers going to the bump opposite the Phil's Noah Syndergaard. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Hanover Lady Wildcats finish runner-up to top seed Lebo in the 1A Division II state volleyball tournament Saturday at Emporia. Lebo wins in 3, 25-13, 21-25, and 25-23. Congratulations to the Hanover Wildcats, runner-up in state volleyball.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what's making news on this Monday, October the 31st. It was certainly an interesting week last night for grain. Here's Kansas State grain economist Dan O'Brien.
As far as movement for the week, sideways to a little bit down for some of the commodities. But at these lofty price levels, it could be up or down 10, 15 cents. Really isn't a change. It happens to be just whether people are moving in and out of contracts or not. So not a lot of major news. Dease corn, for instance, closed yesterday at 686 and a quarter. And really, it's continuing a sideways trend. We are looking at prices that since the middle of October basically have traded in about a 660 to 705 price range. And yesterday closed right in the middle of that, 682 and a quarter. So not a lot of change. I try to follow the relative strength index on the weekly basis. That number is right at 52.4, and 50 is neutral, so just slightly positive. So that's good.
And what do you think about futures?
I think out in western Kansas on the futures, though, those movements are part of the story. The other half would be the strong basis. And again, that continues. I looked at yesterday for closing basis bids, and still strong at the highest cash elevator bid in Colby. It had a basis bid of about $1.25 over futures, 807 futures. Salina, dollar, also $1.05 over at 787, 60 over in Topeka. Garden City, strongest basis in the state, and that's generally been holding up throughout the last several months. 827 price, $1.45 over. Hutchinson, 792, $1.10 over. And even in Columbus, they've got strong bids. Grain sorghum in the range of 40 to 70 over. Well, in southeast Kansas at only 22 over, but generally all pretty good.
And let's look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Cover crops have a variety of benefits, but planting a cover crop this fall and winter could be counteractive. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Weed Science Specialist Sarah Lancaster and K-State Environmental Quality Specialist Peter Tomlinson join us to discuss cover crops.
The benefits of a cover crop, if you can get it established, is that you're providing growing material at the surface. You've got growing roots in your soil, particularly if you had a failed crop and you've got a lot of nutrients. If you think there'll be moisture this winter, being able to capture those nutrients and retain them in the plant residue rather than seeing them them leach below the plant rooting depth, that would be a real benefit of the cover crop. But it comes back to the question, can you get that cover crop growing this fall and get enough growth on it that you can counter the disturbance to the existing crop residue? Or are you going to set yourself up for potential erosion issues, blowing residue issues that may be a bigger problem than you're gaining from the cover crop?
Peter further explains why utilizing cover crops this fall and winter carries increased risk.
Given the weather that we've had this summer and looking at the outlooks for this fall and winter, I think, do you have enough moisture is an important question to ask yourself before you're planting cover crops. And how are you going to plant your cover crops? Broadcast, is there enough moisture right at the surface to germinate the seed? And if you're drilling it, we've got to be cautious and, you know, you start running a 10 or 7.5 inch drill across that field, you're destabilizing a lot of your crop residue.
Sarah explains how residual herbicides may affect cover crops and how dry conditions can exacerbate negative effects.
What are the cropping rotations for cover crops after we've used soil active herbicides, residual herbicides? Most of the herbicide labels don't say a whole lot about it. There is some research out there, but, you know, if we're in this condition where cover crops are going to have a difficult time being established anyway, the last thing we want to do is set those cover crops back by seeding them into a field that potentially still has herbicide residues on it. One of the things that often leads to crop injury as a result of herbicide carryover is particularly dry conditions. So as we think about weed management recommendations, including more in-season applications of residual herbicides, we're increasing the likelihood that we're going to have those herbicide residues around at the time when cover crops are going to be seeded. So it's just something that producers need to be aware of as they think about when and what did they apply herbicide-wise in their summer crop, and then how do they need to consider their cover crop plans accordingly.
That was K-State Weed Science Specialist Sarah Lancaster and K-State Environmental Quality Specialist Peter Tomlinson discussing cover crops this fall and winter. I'm Aaliyah Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Good morning, Dennis Enrakes from Beatra 77 Livestock. We certainly hope it's a great day in your area. It's a certainly a good day here with a 10 o'clock cattle sale here today at Beatra 77 Livestock. Well, the markets are good, 152 to 153 in the market cattle. Did have a scratch of 154, but they did not report it. So a very active cattle market, and in the carcass, a 240. So all is good on that market. Well, speaking of good, it's going to be great here today. At 10 o'clock, we will get started on a nice sale. Certainly a lot of way-up cows and bulls here this morning at 10 o'clock. At high noon, we will certainly get in the hay department with very good, high-quality square bales. There is 48 prairie, 24 brome. There's 30 wire-tied straw. In the round prairie, there is 8 bales weighing 1,700. And if you need to check on the count of bales, certainly give the girls a call here this morning, and we will keep you up to date. In the cattle ring, folks, we will get on the cows and so forth there about 1220 today. That's going to include three black bred cows. They're going to be four-year-olds. They were checked on the farm. They are 4 to 5 months old, bred, and they are carrying the service of a black balancer bull. They do have one black family, three-year-old, good cow-calf family with a black calf at side. That is the Todd White three-year-old. And then small calves, there's two black bull calves coming off the cows this morning. They're going to weigh 250 to 300 pounds. In the no-wing classification of calves, we'll get started with them and roll right into a nice set of feeder cattle. The Zobek cattle out of Western are going to be 16 black and red steer and heifers coming off the cow to 5 to 600. The Vogue cattle out of Okito, they're always good. 10 black char bull and heifers coming off the cow 4 to 450. Hothen calves out of Tecumseh, 18 black steer and heifers coming off the cow 5 to 600. And the Kreifel calves, they're going to be red Angus out of Table Rock. There's 24 bulls and heifers are going to weigh 450 to 600. Then in the Wayne pre-condition cattle, we're going to Strunk at Hollenburg, Kansas. 8 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 450. The Wilson calves out of Tecumseh is tremendous high quality. 67 black and black baldy steering heifers. They were first worked there in May. They've got a September wean. They've got a double vaccination of August and September, and they're going to hit the ring at 550 to 675. That's the Wilson calves out of Tecumseh. Roland Hardin out of Blue Springs, 40 black steering heifers preconditioned at 450 to 600. Preston calves out of Crete, 35 black steering heifers preconditioned, 450 to 500. Del Fike out of Pleasant Dale, 15 red heifers preconditioned at 4 to 450. Zobek calves out of Milligan, 24 red-white-faced steering heifers preconditioned at 550 to 675. Jerganaw calves out of February, 10 black steering heifers are going to be preconditioned at 6 to 750. Agonaw out of Waverly, 12 black steering heifers preconditioned 400 to 600 pounds. The Shea calves, lightweight, 3 to 600, are going to be 9 red-white face, black-white face, preconditioned. And the Boitnot calves out of Nehaka, 12 black steering heifers, preconditioned at 4 to 500. So certainly, give us a call if we can be of assistance. Donnie Rick Cardini, 223-3571. On an upcoming real estate auction by Dennis Henrichs Real Estate, LLC, is the Norm and Karen Mortensen sale on December 2nd at 10 a.m. Crab Orchard Community Center. We're talking about track one of a peaceful country living on a well-manicured 6.7-acre acreage. Track two is tillable, unimproved, 313.3 acres. And track three is tillable at 39.3 acres. So certainly give us a call. Dennis Henrichs Real Estate, LLC, on the Norm and Karen Mortensen Real Estate Sale, December 2nd at 10 a.m. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets or the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
731 from KNDY, 39 degrees ahead of sunrise. Mild week ahead, a bit above normal high temperatures for this time of year. We'll look for highs around 70 today.
A change of season is at hand. A look at the advent of solar winter on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 31st. Halloween is the 304th day of the year, and actor John Candy was born on this day. Meteorological winter is still 7 weeks away, but we're just now entering a season known as solar winter. Solar winter is the quarter of the year when we experience the least amount of sunlight in the Northern Hemisphere. That's from about the 1st of November through the beginning of February. Centuries ago, the prospect of enduring a season lit only by fire must have been daunting. And it's probably why the custom of appeasing evil spirits gave rise to the Halloween traditions we know today. Something to ponder as you hand out candy tonight, and a reason to savor the few remaining days of daylight savings time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more about the seasons online at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was an overall slow weekend in football across the state of Kansas with a bye week for the Kansas City Chiefs and for the Kansas University Jayhawks. However, for the Kansas State Wildcats, it was a big weekend with a big shutout against the number 18 Oklahoma State Cowboys as the number 13 Wildcats pull away with the victory 48-0 on Saturday. It was a strong first half for the Wildcats as they took 14 points in the first quarter, 21 points in the second quarter, and slowed down some by the second half of the game. The victory did bump the Kansas State Wildcats back up to the second place in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 4-1 in conference play, overall 6-2 in overall play for the season. Oklahoma State is sitting now number 3 in Big 12 play. The number 13 Wildcats are set to take on the Texas Longhorns next Saturday with kickoff in the evening at 6 p.m. After their bye week, the Jayhawks will be taking on Oklahoma State. That'll be an afternoon game with kickoff at 2:30 in Kansas and Manhattan. At American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hanover Lady Wildcats finish runner-up to top seed Lebo in the 1A Division II State Volleyball Tournament Saturday at Emporia. Lebo wins in three, 25-13, 21-25, and 25-23. Congratulations to the Hanover Wildcats, runner-up in state volleyball.
Friday night final down here in Heston as your Marysville Bulldogs fall 34-14 to the Heston Swathers, bringing Marysville's final season record 6-3 under first-year head coach Tony Trimble. The scoring got started in the second quarter after a scoreless first quarter on a 75-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Hudson Ferrales to tight end Ashton Dutchenhoff opened up the scoring 8-0 for the Swathers. Swathers got another score moments later right before half, 15 seconds left to play in the second quarter on a 3-yard touchdown pass from Ferrales to Jake Proctor, bringing our score 15-0 at half. Coming out of half, Heston was the first one to answer, and that seemed to be the key for tonight. Heston took the early lead and kept it. 28-yard touchdown pass from Ferrales to Fry as he climbed the ladder, bringing our score 22-0. With 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter, fullback Peyton Smith fumbled it on what seemed to be a big key play here in this game. But 2 minutes later, Marysville was able to answer back with an 8-yard touchdown Will Otaunt run, bringing our score 22-7 after a Jack Lauer extra point. But